Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. The UK Prime Minister is saying the UK would boost NATO troops if Ukraine is invaded. It would change the world, said Biden, if Russia were to invade Ukraine. The Biden administration is formally withdrawing its COVID vaccine mandate for private businesses of 100 or more. And Republicans have introduced a bill that would block the tracking of religious exemptions. Did you know there are agencies that would do that? The UK Prime Minister says that country would boost NATO troops if Ukraine is invaded. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Britain is prepared to deploy troops to protect NATO allies in Europe if Russia invades Ukraine, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said in a common statement. The UK Prime Minister warned that Russian President Putin would face ferocious Ukrainian resistance, and many Russian mothers' sons will not be coming home. The UK and its allies would also respond swiftly and in unison with severe economic sanctions, he added. Russia, which denies plans to invade, has built up troops at the Ukrainian border. Some 100,000 Russian troops have been deployed. The U.S. has put 8,500 troops on alert to deploy at short notice, which Russia has said caused it great concern. If Russia does invade Ukraine, you may see European allies and the United States come together as they have not come together since World War II in an effort to stop Russian expansion. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Joe Biden said on Tuesday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine would change the world, and reiterated that the U.S. has no intention of sending troops to Ukraine. There will be enormous consequences if Putin were to go in and invade, as he could the entire country, or a lot less than that as well, for Russia, not only in terms of economic consequences and political consequences, but there will be enormous consequences worldwide, Biden said. This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, it would be the largest invasion since World War II, Biden added. It would change the world. The Federal Occupation Safety and Health Administration announced on Tuesday it will formally withdraw its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses with 100 or more employees on Wednesday. The agency issued an announcement in the Federal Register that it will withdraw its rule known as an Emergency Temporary Standard, which is an ETS, which required companies to make employees either get a COVID-19 vaccine or submit to weekly testing while wearing masks in the workplace. It comes after the Supreme Court on January 13th issued a 6-3 opinion blocking the rule, saying that challengers to the order, including large trucking companies, were likely to prevail in court, reports the Epoch Times. Our quote of the day, in everything, whether it is a thing sensed or a thing known, God himself is hidden within. Saint Bonaventure. And today we remember the trusted friends and co-workers of St. Paul. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy New Year! 2022 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated new Kias to choose from. Like a brand new 2022 Kia Sportage with forward collision avoidance assist, lane keeping assist, lane departure warning, driver attention warning, and much, much more. You get all of this on top of the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's amazing! These deals just get better and better, and so does the technology that comes with a brand new Kia. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2022 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the all-new 2022 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See dealer or Kia.com for warranty details.
Today we remember Saints Timothy and Titus, who were trusted friends and co-workers of St. Paul through many of his trials, and St. Paul seems to have truly relished their support and friendship. He eventually set up both as heads of local churches and encouraged them as would a father. House Republicans have introduced a bill that would block federal agencies from tracking religious exemption requests for mandated vaccines, after an obscure federal agency announced a pilot program for such a database in early January. Earlier this month, the Pretrial Services Agency, or PSA, announced a pilot program that would record personal religious information of employees with religious accommodation requests for exemption from the federal vaccine mandates. An investigation by the conservative-leaning Heritage Foundation discovered that 19 federal agencies had already implemented or were considering implementing the PSA system to keep tabs on those who had requested or had received a religious exemption from Biden's vaccine edict. A further review by the Epoch Times found an additional 6 agencies who are interested in or are actively using the system. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com and stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.